IDF confirms, Hamas military chief Mohammed Diouf killed in July. By Joel B. Polak on August 1, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, confirmed Thursday that it had killed Hamas military chief Mohammed Diouf in an airstrike in July that also killed his deputy, Rafa Salame. Diouf had survived 7 previous assassination attempts, and Hamas did not immediately acknowledge his death. But there were growing signs in recent weeks that he had, in fact, been killed. The IDF released previously unseen footage of the airstrike on Thursday. -13/2024, pic.twitter.com/3zd1gasp. EditFunline, August 1, 2024. In a joint statement, the IDF and Israel Security Agency, ISA, or Shin Bet, or Shabak, said. The IDF announces that on July 13, 2024, IDF fighter jets struck in the area of Khan Yunis, and following an intelligence assessment, it can be confirmed that Mohammed Diouf was eliminated in the strike. Mohammed Diouf was the commander of Hamas military wing, and second in command of the Hamas terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip. Diouf initiated, planned, and executed the October 7 massacre, in which 1,200 people were killed in southern Israel and 251 hostages abducted into the Gaza Strip. Following precise IDF and ISA intelligence, IF fighter jets conducted a precise, targeted strike on a compound in which Mohammed Diouf and Rafa Salame, the commander of Hamas Khan Yunis Brigade, were located. The elimination of Rafa Salame was confirmed several weeks ago. Additional terrorist operatives were also eliminated during the strike. Over the years, Diouf directed, planned, and carried out numerous terrorist attacks against the State of Israel. Diouf operated side by side with Yahya Sinwar. And during the war, he commanded Hamas terrorist activity in the Gaza Strip by issuing commands and instructions to senior members of Hamas military wing. Diouf joined the Hamas terrorist organization during the First Intifada. He planned and directed numerous terror attacks and Hamas force buildup in Judea and Samaria, and was responsible for suicide bombing attacks on Israeli civilians. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant posted a photo of himself crossing Diouf off a list of targets. Mohammed Diouf, the Osama bin Laden of Gaza, was eliminated on July 13, 2024. This is a significant milestone in the process of dismantling Hamas as a military and governing authority in Gaza, and in the achievement of the goals of this war. The operation was conducted precisely and pic.twitter.com/WCGL5F. Brookek. Yoav Gallant, at Yoav Gallant, August 1, 2024. Diouf joins a growing list of senior Hamas and Hezbollah officials whom Israel has killed in recent days as it ramps up pressure on Iran's local terrorist proxies and moves toward victory in Gaza. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.